Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to this wonderful Wednesday. You've tuned in to the National Association of Black Women in Construction's Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host for the morning, Jackie Perry, with J. Perry & Associates and Marketing Chair for NABWIC. So once again, welcome to another wonderful Wednesday. Today is June 1, and it's actually the start of National Home Ownership Month. So we are just kicking off the celebration. And for those of you who tuned in last week, you had an opportunity to meet Ms. Monique Terry Evans with Wealth Watchers, and you also were introduced to a Mr. Terrence Brisbane with BBVA Compass, who is a sponsor with Wealth Watchers of National Home Ownership Month. Now, they told you a little bit about what that was and why it's so important to celebrate, but since this is the kickoff, the official kickoff, we wanted to come back with part two, and we have Ms. Monique Terry, who's joining us again, along with Mr. Charles Garrison. Now, Charles Garrison is another sponsor with Wealth Watchers of National Home Ownership Month, and he is with Wells Fargo. So we had a very wonderful opportunity to talk with both of them on last evening. So just to let you know, this show is pre-recorded. We just talked to them last night, but we want to feature that interview, and we know that you're going to enjoy it. So don't go away. We want you to listen in as both Monique and Charles tell you a little bit about their roles in National Home Ownership Month. Don't want you to forget that this is being celebrated all over the country. So once again, I just encourage you to find out what's happening in your local locale. So find out what's happening and join in the celebration. But right now, without any further delay, I'm going to let you listen to both Charles and Monique, and hopefully you'll glean a little bit more of what National Home Ownership Month is all about and what we as National Association of Black Women in Construction, what our roles are in supporting that as well. So have a listen. If you have any questions, please feel free to just send those questions to marketing@NABWIC, that's NABWIC.org, and we will be sure to get any questions that you might have to our guests, and we will get those answers back to you right away. Once again, enjoy the show. This is Jackie Perry, your host for NABWIC Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning. We want to welcome you to NABWIC's, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your guest, Jackie Perry, and I am very excited to have with us two special guests this morning. For those of you who listened in on last week, you know we started a celebration of Home Ownership Month, but the month of celebration officially starts today. It's Wonderful Wednesday, and we are here with two people who are celebrating this special, special event. So I would like to take a moment and introduce you to Ms. Nikki Perry. Nikki was with us on last week. She's an entrepreneur and vice president, Home Ownership Promotions, Wealth Watchers. Nikki was our guest on last week, and we have her back again today. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Jackie, and thank you so much for having me again. It's such a pleasure to always be on the air with the listeners for NABWIC.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us again. We really, really appreciate it, especially during this exciting month. But we also have with us a co-guest, Mr. Charles Garrison, who is Renovation Home Mortgage Consultant with Wells Fargo. And we're really excited to have him with us today. Mr. Garrison, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to everyone in NABWIC.
Well, we are really, really excited to have you. And again, we're just continuing on with a focus on National Home Ownership Month, which is so very, very important. And as we mentioned on last week, Home Ownership Month is not something that's just being celebrated locally, but it's being celebrated all around the country. And Ms. Perry or Nikki gave us a little bit of history about National Home Ownership Month, but I'm going to ask her, for the benefit of our listening audience, if she'll just kind of summarize briefly what that is all about again and why our listeners should be excited about celebrating this special month. Can you give us a little more insight into that, Nikki?
My pleasure. My pleasure. You know, National Home Ownership Month actually started as a week-long celebration of home ownership during the Clinton administration in 1995. And then in 2002, President George W. Bush proclaimed June as National Home Ownership Month. And it has been enacted as of June of 2003, ongoing ever since. And, of course, during the housing crash, it wasn't as celebrated as much. But now we have things to celebrate again, because home ownership is such an important part of the American dream. It not only provides shelter and a safe place where families can prosper and children can thrive, but many Americans, their home is probably the most important financial investment that it can make in a lifetime. And it's a source of great personal pride, and it's just such an important part of community stability.
Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of history. And so it's important that we all understand that, again, we're celebrating essentially the American dream, the dream of home ownership, building wealth for ourselves and our families. And so, again, it's a great month to celebrate. Now, later on, Nikki is going to be telling you a little bit more about some of the activities that are taking place here locally in Jacksonville, even though it's being celebrated all around the country. Like we mentioned last week, we want you to go ahead and make those inquiries and find out exactly what's being done locally in your area, and then join in on the celebration. But we're going to let you know a little bit more about what we're doing right here in Jacksonville. But first, National Home Ownership Month and the celebrations and the importance that is attributed to it would not be what it is if it were not for supporters, if it were not for sponsors. And so today, we said hey to Mr. Garrison. I'm going to ask Mr. Garrison to share a little bit more about his background and his role with Wells Fargo, because Wells Fargo is one of our key sponsors and supporters for Home Ownership Month. Mr. Garrison, can you share just a little bit more with our listening audience about your role, what you do, why Wells Fargo is supporting this special month?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with Wells Fargo going on 5 years now. Started off what we call default servicing, but really that's helping our homeowners stay in their homes through loan modifications, or whether that's through, you know, through short sales or anything along those natures. I did that for about 3 years. And now I'm in this role here as a home mortgage consultant, you know, and I specialize in renovation mortgages. You know, what we really focus on is kind of sustainable home ownership. And our vision for Wells Fargo is we want to satisfy our customers' financial needs and help them succeed financially. And I think that vision, along with Wealth Watchers, vision definitely aligns very, very closely. And we want to see all of our customers and everyone in the U.S. obtain sustainable homeownership. We are very proud to support Wealth Watchers and the national program of you know, Homeownership Month.
Well, thank you so very much. Now, you mentioned the word a couple of times, sustainable, and I think that word is very, very key, especially when we look at this area of home ownership, because we don't want people to be to get into homes and then they don't maintain or retain the home. So can you talk a little bit more about that word sustainable, what it means when it comes to home ownership, and then tell us what Wells Fargo is doing to help support this area of sustainability for our homeowners?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as I said, I came from, you know, doing loan modifications for a few years, and that was one of the hardest times and one of the proudest times of working with Wells Fargo is, you know, I heard a lot of, you know, really unfortunate stories from our customers of just getting into homes, whether it's through medical, you know, medical emergencies that happen or through a number of issues that cause them to, one, you know, not to be able to make their mortgage payments, and then two, which leads into, you know, unfortunately, whether they need to, you know, they're on the brink of losing their home, and you know, so you know, we at Wells Fargo, we never want that to happen, never. And coming off of the Great Recession, we definitely did a lot of work with loan modifications, but you know, now to kind of go from there, we have to build on that. You know, now we are, you know, we are more than ever focusing on sustainable home ownership, and that is, you know, we want to provide access to credits, but also we're maintaining responsible lending practices. You know, Wells Fargo is a very conservative company. You know, we've been around for a very, very long time, and we don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. And so we've always kind of enacted these practices. And you know, when we think about sustainable home ownership, we want to make sure that customer is making that right choice. So again, you know, my title is a consultant. And so we're going to help the buyer to make informed choices. We're going to walk them through that process the entire time to make those choices that lead to a sustainable home ownership. And so, you know, one great thing that, you know, we've done in the most recent time is we came out with a new program called Your First Mortgage. And you know, it's a 3% down conventional program, in which, you know, right off the bat, it beats you know, FHA for down payments. But we all know there's a lot of conventional loan products with low down payment options. But the criteria with all these different programs, all these different lenders, are just so complex that it creates barriers for many of our qualified borrowers. And so what we did with our new program, Your First Mortgage, we wanted to provide access to that credit along with simplifying the experience and, again, maintaining those responsible lending practices. So that's just one of the many things that we have done to help promote sustainable homeownership, you know, for all of our customers.
Wow, that's really important, and that's a great thing, I think, that Wells Fargo is doing. So offering those affordable down payment prices, mm-hmm. where people can actually afford to be in homes, and then, like you said, going even beyond that, making sure they've got the information and the resources to sustain themselves while they're in their homes. So let me ask you another question, Paul. So with down payments as low as 3%, and I imagine in some cases lower interest rates perhaps prevailing now in today's economy, Do you see more and more people actually embracing, again, that dream of home ownership? What is it looking like out there in terms of trending as far as the market is concerned?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we were kind of doing our planning late 2015 and we're seeing the fruition of those plans now is that all of us across the board, all lenders, realtors, and everyone, you know, we really saw the economy turning around, and which means that people are buying. People are really coming to the point of being able to get into their home, whether it's a first home or, you know, getting into a second home or whatever the need is. But we definitely see a great increase, and we're planning that 2016, the end of 2016 is going to be a fantastic year, and then 2017 is going to be even greater. You know, with all these lenders, not only Wells Fargo, you know, we're not the only one in the game, but with all of these lenders that are coming out with these great, you know, low down payment programs, we can definitely see that the trends are moving towards great, great things for homeowners.
Well, that's great to hear. And again, something to celebrate. So good news. Well, listen, we're going to go to a short commercial. And when we come back, we're going to hear about some of the activities that are taking place locally again to celebrate National Home Ownership Month. And then also, we want to hear more about other programs Wells Fargo has, because I imagine there might be programs for people who may be in their homes, but perhaps they just want to enhance their home and do some additional things there. So we'll come back, and Charles will tell us a little bit more about some additional Wells Fargo programs. But now, first, this commercial.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
All right, and we're back, and we want to, again, thank our guests for being with us today. We have Mr. Charles Garrison with Wells Fargo and Ms. Nikki Terry, Vice President, Home Ownership Promotions, Wells Fargo. Well, we've been having a really great time talking about home ownership, its importance, and then how we're celebrating. We're celebrating with some good products, some good services that are out there being provided by folks like Wells Fargo. And so we've heard about some of those. Now, before we go on, some of you might have a question out in our radio audience, and what we'd like for you to do is send those questions to info@navwic.org, and we'll get those questions to Charles or to Nikki, and they'll get those responses back to you. But first, let's go ahead and go back to our guests. So welcome back, Charles and Nikki.
Thanks so much.
Before we go on, I just wondered, Nikki, you've been quiet a little while. We're going to have you talk a little bit more about what's happening in Jacksonville as far as the celebration is concerned. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Thank you, Jackie, for that warm welcome back. And I just wanted to say that during the month of June for National Home Ownership Month, Wealth Watchers and its partners and sponsors such as Wells Fargo will be embarking on some really wonderful events that we have planned for about a week in the month of June in celebration of National Home Ownership Month. We hope to reach homeowners and be a benefit to them as far as their educational component. We'll be hosting workshops for the local Duval and Clay County community where participants will receive a free Tri-Merge credit report. They can meet with one of the partnering sponsoring lenders. They can learn about the benefits of home ownership, down payment assistance programs, as well as mortgage products. And we also have a treat for those homeowners who are ready to buy. We're going to be hosting a tour of homes at one of the smartly priced communities with one of our participating builders, where they'll have an opportunity to park and ride to that community, and they'll be hosted by the builder at that time. And we're hoping that they can have that opportunity to get all those questions out that they have and concerns in a more relaxed environment.
Sounds like a lot of great activities there, and it sounds like a lot of synergy. And, again, when you think about celebration, you're bringing the resources and information and sounds like fun even to the home buyers or the potential home buyers themselves. So is this taking place in a particular location? Is there a way that people can register to be a part of all those activities?
Oh, yes. Now, we're going to host a home ownership workshop as well as the Home Buyer Expo and tour of homes at the Kingdom Plaza, formerly Normandy Mall. That's where all of our events will be taking place, except for those off-site events, which is a rule form that we're going to be doing called PROPS, and it's our comprehensive outreach event for those homeowners who are in that rural community, which will be hosted a forum and discussion in Valdosta, and then in Cordelia will be a workshop for home ownership and rural development farming preservation. But our home buyer workshop is going to be on the 18th at the Kingdom Plaza, and then on the 25th, we'll have the Home Buyers Expo and Tour of Homes on that date. And we do also have a special event planned for our network sponsors and partners, which is our network luncheon, which is going to be hosted also in our the event hall for Kingdom Plaza on June 22nd. That Wells Fargo is also going to be in attendance at that. So
okay.
We're excited. You know, we're excited about home ownership. It's been a while, and we're glad that this time it's going to be done right. We're introducing, along with the educational component of home ownership done right, you know, we see a more responsible attitude towards our partners and all of those underlying participants who contribute to home ownership, regardless of the sector they're in, be it the appraisers, the inspectors, the insurance companies. But I think that's really important as we go down this road again that we do it right. And partners like Wells Fargo and the products that they're offering and introducing, such as the low down payment mortgage, your first mortgage, you know, they didn't do this alone. They developed that in partnership with Fannie Mae. And, you know, It's modeled after low down payment programs that that are offered. But it's just, we're continuing finding ways to do it better. Wouldn't you say, Charles?
Exactly.
No, that is great to hear. I know we talk a lot about the benefit of private-public partnerships and what that means, and sound like, Nikki, not only those, but partnerships on all levels become really important for all of this to work. So I commend you both for, again, your efforts in partnering together and making national home ownership a reality for a lot of people.
Yeah, and if I can, I just want to say that, you know, we all have – what it really comes down to is we all have a passion to see each and every person in their own home. That's kind of what we're here for. And, you know, I can see that every time that I do an event with Nikki is that that's where her passion is. You know, she will do anything and everything to make sure that, you know, her customers and our customers, you know, they get on the correct path to home ownership. So –
great. That's really important. Now, it looks like we may have a caller on the line. And if there is a caller on the line, if you'd like to ask a question while we're doing this interview, if you press 1 on your telephone, I'll see you in our studio and I'll make your microphone live. and you can be a part of the discussion as well. So if you want to make a comment or if you have a question, just press 1 on your telephone. So let's just continue on as we wrap up. I mentioned, and I think you mentioned earlier, Charles, before the interview, that Wells Fargo has another unique program. And so you've got some wonderful things that are available for first-time home buyers. But for those existing homeowners, I understand that their programs are products out there that Wells Fargo offers as well. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's on our renovation. But if I could just, you know, take a step back, you know, I'm really just wanted to take an extra moment to talk about your first mortgage. Kind of just really call out three big things that, you know, with the low down payment. We're really proud that we were able to work with Fannie Mae to work on, you know, so home buyer education, home buyer counseling. We talked about sustainable homeownership. You know, so in this program, the home buyer education, home buyer counseling is not required. But you know what we're going to do? If you take it and you follow the correct process to take it and everything else, we are going to give you an 1/8% interest rate reduction. And that's on anything with less than 10% down. For this program, 1/8%, just, you know, to make sure that you're helping yourself for sustainable homeownership. Along with that, you know, our credit history, we expanded it to include non-traditional sources like tuition, rent, and utility bill payments. And so for that first-time home buyer that maybe they don't have a well-developed credit history, they have a good credit history, just not too well-developed, we're able to use those non-traditional sources like tuition, rent, and utility bill payments. And, you know, we're kind of seeing a lot of different kind of family units and living situations today. And so, you know, we want to keep up with that. We don't want to stay behind, you know, with the rest of the pack. We're trying to lead the way. And with that, we're allowing, you know, income of others who live in the home, such as family members, renters, you know, what we call border income. And so with those three kind of extra additions, we definitely, you know, we're definitely leading the pack on our first-time home buyer program with Your First Mortgage. And again, like I said, we're working on sustainable homeownership, but we're also focusing on responsible lending. Every applicant must demonstrate their ability to repay. And so, you know, since it's come out, you know, I've seen a couple of people, well, here we are, 2008 all over again. No. No, we're not going to let that happen because every loan is fully documented and underwritten. So we're here, and we're here for sustainable homeownership. So, but yeah, Jackie, you know, to talk about a little bit more about our renovation product.
Hey, Charles.
Yes.
Charles, I'm sorry. Before you get into renovation, I do have a caller on the line that has had their hand raised for a little while. So let's give them an opportunity to ask their question. I'm going to unmute their microphone, and we'll welcome them into the conversation. So I've just unmuted your microphone, so caller on the line, would you identify yourself? And if you have a comment or question, you feel free to ask or say it at this time.
Yes, hi. My name is Becky Miller, and I'm actually in Jacksonville, Florida. And that's what I was going to ask about the renovation. You know, where's a good place to find those type of properties? Or so you were getting ready to go into that. So I was getting ready to. That's what I was holding to ask for. You know, what's the best place to find that information? And actually, how do you apply for the first-time home buyer program as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for the question, Ms. Miller. I appreciate that. Yeah, so I'll get into specifics a little bit, but to really answer your question is, you know, a lot of people, they think of the renovation loan and they think of distressed properties, so foreclosures or, as we call it, REO properties, you know, real estate owned. And I'd say really right off the bat, we have a great first-time homebuyer program that works with the FHA 203K, which is the renovation FHA loan, and HUD foreclosures. And so you definitely, if you want to find one, start looking at all the foreclosure websites and everything. But particularly if we go with a 203K FHA loan and you're purchasing a HUD foreclosure, we are able to do a $100 down payment program. Again, $100 down payment program. Along with that, many times you and your realtor can negotiate with HUD for them to pay up to 6% of the purchase price towards closing costs. And so you could be buying a distressed property, or it may not even be distressed, you know, but you could buy the home of where you want it to be and make it your dream home for really, you know, maybe $3,000, $4,000, just depending on how, you know, y'all negotiate the closing costs. But, I mean, it's one of my go-tos of when people ask that same question. I get that asked all the time. That's my go-to. Hey, you're looking for a first-time home buyer option with a renovation? You know, check out the HUD.gov website and navigate, and you can find homes in your area. They go by zip code, and there's lots of great homes out there.
Okay, and where would I apply?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can apply, you know, I do lots of, you know, if you're here locally, I cover really all of North Florida, but, you know, I always encourage a face-to-face meeting. So you can always just give me a call or just give me an email or text me, whatever, however you can, you know, you know, I'm here to help y'all. And so also, you know, you can send me your information through my website. And, you know, if you have any questions, you just really just Googling, you know, searching the Internet, and you'll find me. I try my best to make my presence known because this really is my passion. So.
Okay, that was all the questions I had. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well,
again, thank you, Ms. Miller, for tuning in and for asking those questions. And actually, that kind of leads us into my next question, which was to ask both of our guests to provide us with contact information in terms of the best way to reach them. So, Nikki, for those individuals who may want to know a little bit more about Wealth Watchers or, again, those specific wonderful activities that you described to us earlier, how would they contact? What's the best way for them to get more information?
For more information on the upcoming events for National Home Ownership Month, they can follow us on Twitter at Wealth Watchers, or they can hashtag National Home Ownership Month. They can follow us on Facebook, like us, share it, the information. It's on Facebook, as well as our website at www.wealthwatchersfl.com. And we always have the tried and true method. Give us a call, 904-265-4736. Just press 0, and you'll get our information desk. We'll provide you with all of the information and details surrounding National Home Ownership Month.
Great. And I'm going to ask Charles if he would repeat his contact information as well, or information for Wells Fargo.
Absolutely. So you can contact me directly through my cell phone at 904-302-3971. You can call or text me. You can email me, charles.garrison, and it's spelled G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. That's at wellsfargo.com. I also have a website, which is www.wfhm.com. for Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. So wfhm.com/Charles-Garrison. And you can kind of, you can reach out to me through there. You can see who I recommend through my construction partners, my realtors, and also just find out more information about the renovation program.
Great, great. And believe it or not, I am always amazed at how quickly 30 minutes goes by. But before we end this call, again, people from all over the country that will be tuning in, and many of them are entrepreneurs. And so I want to ask both of you before we end if there are any last comments that you'd like to make that's geared to our listening audience, whether you're encouraging them to keep going and pursuing their dreams of entrepreneurship or to keep going and pursuing their dreams of home ownership. What would you have to say as we end the call? Let's start with you first, Charles.
Yeah, absolutely. So the great thing I love about my job is this is my own business, and I have a great backing of Wells Fargo as a brand. But if I'm not getting out there hitting that pavement each day, I'm not doing what I need to be doing. And so, you know, each day I really do a couple things, but one is I work to become a master at my craft. And so, you know, we're all on the road many hours a day, more often than we really want. But what I do a lot is, you know, books on CD. You know, so whether that's a, you know, a motivational book or about the industry or whatever, you know, just plug it in. I mean, because that's a lot of time that, you know, could be wasted, but, you know, it's a lot of time that you're learning. And the next thing I really kind of would say is every time that you make a contact or every time that you really, you know, you do something or someone does something really good for you, send them a handwritten thank you note. That goes a long, long way. And just don't give up. Determination. That's what we're all here for. That's why we're in this, is that we are determined to make this the best that we can.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate that. Those were very good points. And especially that last one, I really needed that. That reminded me, I do need to send someone a handwritten thank you today. So thank you very much for that and for all the others that you shared. How about you, Nikki?
I would just like to first say, again, thanks to Charles for joining me this evening as we celebrate National Homeownership Month, and thank you to NABWIC for inviting us to share this with the listening audience. It's so important, homeownership, and how homeownership helps and fuels our economy here in the U.S. and how important it is to just have that sense of home ownership and what it does to families and individuals, and what an uplifting experience it is when you become a homeowner, when you're able to share that with the family. And I think my passion for what I do in business as a vice president at Wealth Watchers is indicative of having something that you believe in and the credibility of that belief. And I think, well, probably one of the great things that I try to follow myself is knowing my audience. And I'm not talking as far as the audience of where you're teaching or preaching, or but knowing the people who are around you that make up your community audience and what they need and what their needs are. You know, people always think this came from some great business matter or great business deal, but Aristotle was the first person who talked about knowing your audience. And it tells you to tell them what you know and allow them to teach you to be better. And that's what I try to do as we go out in our community and we share with our partners and our sponsors and the people who we talk to on daily. Tell them what you know, and then allow them to tell us what they know and what we should be telling them. And I think if the path of listening is open on both ways, we can grow definitely a more knowledgeable and more educated group of people as we try to teach them in any aspect of life.
No, that's wonderful, and that's very enlightening as well. And I wrote that down, knowing your community audience. There's audiences of all types, and so knowing who you're working with, who you're trying to reach, becomes really important, and knowing what their needs are. That's very insightful. I want to just thank both of you. Nikki, I want to thank you, Charles, because this has been a really good show for me. And again, as I stated when I started, we were just very excited about having you all on, not only to, again, talk about Home Ownership Month, what it is, what it means, share some of the wonderful things that you all are making available for families, but even just sharing a little bit of your wisdom there at the end. We certainly do appreciate that. And one of the things I always say is that a nation is going to be richer and more prosperous as families become more richer and prosperous. And you all are working together in tangent to make sure that that happens. And so, once again, on behalf of NABWIC, we want to congratulate you both for working together, and we want to congratulate you both on everything that you're doing on behalf of our neighborhoods and our communities. So thank you again, and thank you for your time on today's show.
Thank you.
Well, this does conclude our show, and we will be back again on next Wednesday, same time, 8:30 a.m. Don't forget, you can listen to this show by going out to the Internet at blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC, and you can hear the program once again. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank our listening audience. Appreciate those of you that are listening and for those of you that called in. So until next week, have a great day.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.
Well, that does conclude our show, and once again, we look forward to hearing from everyone on next week. Just remember, if you have any questions, comments, or inquiries concerning this show, please send them directly to info@nabwic.org, or you can send them to marketing@nabwic. That's NABWIC.org. Have a great Wednesday.